Our students are immersed in a digital world, where their video games and movies are as tangible as real life. Virtual reality is actually feasible and accessible through our smartphones. Music is a part of our learning process, and our students watch and produce videos daily. However, students are bombarded with information from so many sources, and it's the librarian's job to teach them skills to decipher this information. Green, 2013, page 32. Today's learners must constantly be entertained, and we are finding as educators that it's no longer feasible to rely on the lesson plans of the past. With technology readily available, why would we not enhance our lessons with audio and video? Before jumping into audio and video lessons, we must first ensure that our students can decode and understand the information that we present to them. If they are not taught how to pull the information from the podcast, vodcast, or video, then the technology is not being used to its full potential. Textual and visual literacy is essential, and without these skills of decoding text or visuals, our students will not understand how to isolate information being presented by audio or video. Cooper, 2008, page 15. Our students come to the table with varying levels of knowledge, so we must take this into consideration. The actual implementation of audio and visuals falls to teachers and librarians, but it is our job as library media specialists to be a resource and instructor of these tools for our teachers as well as our students. Audio is easy to use, and most importantly, it adds a component to the classroom that expands student learning. Smaldino et al., 2015, page 161. Podcasts can be used to deliver or expand knowledge in a new way, and audiobooks allow students the ability to read along with a story or book. Most importantly, audio is easily produced within the classroom, and students can create their own projects with recording devices, smartphones, or computers. Imagine our students' feelings of accomplishment after creating a podcast to share with classmates. Not only will they be learning about the content area, they will be honing 21st century skills that will assist them in their future. We all remember the excitement in the classroom when our teachers rolled the TV carts in. Our students are the same way, except they are much more familiar with video and visual platforms. Platforms like YouTube, Vine, Instagram Video, and Facebook Live make it possible for students to watch what is happening in the world. Per Purcell, 2013, YouTube alone has over 800 million visitors each month, page 14. Our students are a part of that growing phenomena, but they are not always satisfied with simply watching a video. It's not a treat for them as it was for us. Instead, they are inventors and creators needing the hands-on experience of filming and creating a video piece. Audio and visuals allow librarians to reach out to their community and school. Recordings about library programs and news can promote the library to parents and community members. And new technology and teaching techniques can be shared with teachers. It's simply another way to advocate the necessity of the library in a fresh new way. Consider your own learning for a moment. How do audio and visuals help you understand different concepts, even thinking about your personal life? What are some of your ideas for bringing these tools to the library to enhance student learning and community involvement?